Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, happy Sunday morning, and I'm sure you all heard that my app, Dice Wisdom, is now available. Right now it's available for iPhone, so if you have an iPhone, it's going to cost you a whopping $1.99 to download it. And it's based off my book, Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. It's a way for you to ask questions right when you might really need them. So if you're going into a meeting and you feel a little, off-center, tap the dice about what your attitude should be for the meeting. Anyway, dicewisdom.com is the website. You can actually play a little video and see a demonstration of how it works. And I hope if any of you have been tuned into my program for any length of time, that you'll take the time and donate my modest $1.99 app. Okay, I'm going to go right to the phones. I have a featured caller, but she didn't send me the phone number she's going to be calling in from. So hopefully she's on hold here and that we can get to her when she comes up in the queue. I'm going to go right to area code 904.
Hello.
Hello, 904. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. What's your question for me today?
Okay, basically I'm trying to see, do you see a reconciliation between me and my husband?
Wow, you sound so nervous. I mean, I can hear it in your voice that this is a big deal for you to call in.
Yeah, it's like so much been going on, and I'm not even sure what direction to, you know, go in. And I'm in Florida. We both in Florida now, but I hear rumor that he's going to go back to Dallas. So basically,
here's the thing. You're an amazing woman, and I just want to start with that. You are an amazing woman. There is a lot of change in your cards. And you have a card here of being treated incredibly unfairly by him.
Right.
So here's the thing. I see him escaping. There's a card here that literally means he's escaping from his responsibilities. So do you also have children? Okay. Because what this is saying is he's running away from his responsibilities. So one of the responsibilities was his promise and his commitment to you. All right? So my advice would be for you to let it rest for at least the next 3 weeks. In other words, don't pursue anything with him. Don't call him. Don't immediately respond to any phone calls he makes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just the next 3 weeks, let it rest. Because what it's saying is that for the month of November, you're in a very unfair sort of vibration, and just to let you know that things will start feeling better as quickly as Tuesday, but I don't want you to take any action until he seriously reaches out to you. All right?
Okay.
So I know that there's a part of you that says, well, crap, if he's going to Texas, I'm going to go to Texas.
No, I actually want to hold back because I don't want to rush anything because he has the tendency reacting off of impulse, and then he'll pull back, and that's what happened the last time. I got excited when, you know, he started saying I miss you and things like that, and then he just pulled away from me and stopped saying anything to me. And so I'm like,
well,
what the?
What it's saying is that this actually says he goes to Texas. Your cards are saying that he actually goes. Now, here's the thing, and this is where you need to be really strong, my friend. You need to realize that these next 3 weeks is about him really deciding his priorities.
So you said he's going to Texas?
Well, this is, wherever you said he was going to go, you said
mm-hmm.
Texas, right? Yeah.
Right.
This is saying he's going to do it.
He's going to move there?
That's what it says. Or he's going to go there temporarily just to see if he likes it. But what
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing is that I see him escaping. That's literally the way the cards are coming up. And that there's big change connected with him. It feels very unfair to you. So what it's saying is that if you ask me a yes or no question about would the two of you reconcile, right now the cards are saying no. But the reason I'm asking you to wait about 3 weeks is I actually want you to call me back in 3 weeks and ask me that question again. But
okay.
In the meantime, in the next 3 weeks, it says you have absolutely no power to change anything about his actions right now. All you can do is sit back and see what he does.
Wow. So he's going back to that woman that he was with previously?
I don't see him going to a woman. I see him going to a new job or a situation or something, because I have to tell you, that woman doesn't even come close to comparing to you. So here's the thing. Wait, seriously. You let it rest for 3 weeks, and you call me back.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling, LaShonda.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 571 area code. Hello, 571. Sorry, 561. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? This is Lisa from Florida.
Hey, Lisa from Florida. What's your question?
I wanted to see, I had a job interview last week, and I was supposed to hear from them, and I haven't yet. I wanted to see if you think that I might get this or something else might be coming through. I do have a temporary job during Christmas time, but I'm looking for something in addition.
Well, Lisa, they don't hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you made a good impression when you had the interview. So what I would do
mm-hmm.
is I would wait till about 10:30 in the morning on Monday. Well, wait, tomorrow. Do they celebrate Veterans Day as a holiday tomorrow?
No.
Okay. If they don't celebrate Veterans Day, then I would wait till about 10:30 or 11,
mm-hmm.
and I would call them and say, hi, it's Lisa. Just following up from my appointment, my interview from last week, I'm just wondering if you have any update.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually ask if you got the job. You just ask, you know, I'm just wondering if there's an update connected. And don't say, you guys were supposed to call me last week. Just say, hey,
mm-hmm.
it's Lisa. I'm just following up to see where we are in the status about the job that I interviewed for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is saying that there, if it's not this job, there's another job coming quickly. I actually think
mm-hmm.
it's this job.
Really? Okay. Because I have the other one that's through temporary for a few weeks, but that's part-time. They said they can work in, you know, I figure I can maybe do both of them.
Well, this is saying you will be able to do both. You'll be a little tired, but it says you'll be able to do both. And you
mm-hmm.
definitely want to go for the full-time one that you interviewed for over any part-time
yeah.
one. But getting some Christmas work in and being able to get a discount at wherever you're working, totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right? So call me back next Sunday and let me know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mom.
All right, thanks, Lisa. See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 410 area code. Hello, 410. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question for me?
I'm wondering if you see me staying in my current job or you think I'll be moving on to something else and maybe when?
Gosh, I hope you're moving on to something else. And I'll tell you why. There's a weird vibe where you're working right now. I mean, do you get that same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, it's weird. It's almost as if they want you to drink the Kool-Aid, but then they don't want to accept you after they drink the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean?
That's the term they use. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so funny. what it's saying is that from the outside looking in, it looked like a great company. But once you're in there, you don't feel even remotely special or that what you do has value. And the funny thing is that you feel a little guilty that you feel this way, which is also weird. But I'm going to tell you that this is saying within the next 2 months that you coincidentally run into somebody that helps you get another job. So you need to hang in there because you need the money. But it's definitely saying that by, mid-January, you're going to have another job. And I would definitely start looking for it because a lot of companies hire for the new year. You know, they hire, you know, it's not in their budget to have someone on the payroll for this fiscal year, but starting in January they do. So what this is saying for you is that the more people that you interact with outside of work is the way you get this next job. And don't feel guilty about the fact that you're looking for another job from this one. Don't, because I have to tell you, it feels like you're walking through quicksand there. That it's that you feel like you can't do anything right.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But here's the thing: I also don't like the industry, and I'm wondering the new job that I go on to is going to be the same industry or something.
Okay, so tell me what industry you're in because I might be able to help you.
I'm in the hospitality industry.
Okay, so here's the thing: hospitality is a very far-ranging banner for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitality can go into just regular hotel. It can go into casino. It can go into restaurants, right? Yeah. So everything you're doing connected with, it can even translate to hospital. So what you do is you take all of that firm background in hospitality and you put that template on another industry, and it could be the medical field. So you could actually take your hospitality industry experience where you are now and apply it to some of the hospitals and see if that, you know, for example, if you were a front office manager or if you were a front desk person or whatever it is, it will translate to another industry.
Okay.
So what it's saying is that by you coincidentally looking for the next thing, that's how you get it. And when it's funny because the sequence of events feels like the doors fly wide open for you.
That's so wonderful.
All right, so in the next 2 months, put your radar out there for how your experience can translate to another industry. And this is saying through a series of coincidences that it happens for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, Maria, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. To area code 613. Hello, 613. Who's this?
Yeah, my name is Lise, and I'm calling from Ontario.
Hi there.
Yeah.
How did you find the program?
Well, on the internet. Like, I have been listening to it, like, not regularly, but often.
Oh, well, thank you for tuning in. What's your question for me?
My question is, right now, I have been working for the kids. Actually, the last 6 years, we have flipped houses, my husband and I, and then for them. And right now, my husband has retired. Right now, I just want to know if I will have time for myself, if I can go back to painting, if I painting canvas and stuff like this, if there's going to be time for me.
Well, here's the interesting thing. This says your husband's very driven.
He is very, and very.
And that he is, it's weird. It's almost like he's making up for lost time in some weird way, and that he's discovered something that seems to work really well for him. The interesting thing is that instead of hiring people to help him, he's having you help him.
Yeah.
So,
because he's doing some contracts right now. He's retired, but he's hired to do some contracts.
Right. And so what you need to do is you need to say, okay, honey, I need a week a month that's myself.
Okay.
Just say, you know, I'll be on board to help you out, but you know what? I'm supposed to be retired right now, and I don't like working this hard, and I need to get back to my artwork.
Mm-hmm.
You could even say that you have a painting commissioned, and that you want to mm-hmm. get it done for somebody,
mm-hmm.
which is not
yeah.
a lie. It's not a lie.
No, it's not. It's not.
So you have a painting commissioned, and that you want 1 week a month from Saturday through the following Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking like 8 days a month where you get to just do that, and that he's going to have to figure out something else for that week. So I would say that might start today.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, but just
I'm
tell
ready.
Him, look, sweetie pie, just go to him and go, honey, you know, I admire how much energy you have. Start with that. I do. Right, but start with it. Say, honey, I admire how much energy you have, and you know, I how supportive I am of this, and I really think that you've tapped into a really great retirement career for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually thought retirement would mean that I could slow down a little bit. So I'm letting you know right now that the middle week of every month, I'm taking mm-hmm. it off to paint.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Just
I'll
tell
do that.
Him that. Just say, you know, because here's the thing: he loves and adores you, and because you haven't complained really,
mm-hmm.
he thinks that it's all okay.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, my friend. Okay. Thank you for calling.
I thank you so much. Bye bye.
All right. See you later. Bye. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. Eric calling. How are you?
Hi, Eric. What's your question for me?
I don't know. I got a lot going on, but I'm curious about relationship. There are two ladies I met this week. Not to say I've exactly asked them out in any way, but Brianna and I guess Mariana or Marilyn.
Okay. What
Do
your
you
card?
Do you foresee anything?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, is. I'm seeing your cards in a slightly different way than you've asked the question. So I'm going to tell this to you in sort of a global way.
Sure.
What it's saying, Eric, is that you're not going to end up alone. You're going to end up with somebody really fabulous. But in the meantime, until the relationship evolves to something where you could actually get to the point of spending a Sunday in your jammies all day with this person, okay, because that's a big test. Being able to just hang around and be quiet and do, you know, watch football or read books or, you know, maybe even, you know, go to a matinee on Sunday. What it's saying here is that the global approach to both of these women is how you find out if either one of them is the right fit for you. And that means doing things with them in a very low-key sort of friendship way first.
Sure.
And then allow it to evolve. Because I want to tell you, your cards are not actually indicating either one of these women as the, quote, one, all right? But what
okay.
it is saying that by all of the different things that you do that's outside of your normal field of activities is how you're going to develop the relationships. Because your cards are indicating that you meet both of these women outside of your usual circle of activities. So I would be encouraging of you to do things like, if you don't play golf, take up golf. If you don't play tennis, take up tennis. Or maybe it's just learning more about wine and doing, you know, the wine tasting classes or events around town. And there's a website called localwineevents.com where you can actually type in your city and it'll give you an email every week of the upcoming wine tastings. But what it's saying is that you need to make sure that the person that you have in your crosshairs is the person that would incorporate herself into your life, that the two of you have enough in common that there's comfort, but enough differences that there's interest.
That makes perfect sense, that to be able to mesh is the most important aspect.
And what it's saying here is that I want you to be the one that takes the step back for the actual physical intimacy, that you make that the last thing on the checklist to
mm-hmm.
see about the two of you getting along. And you can even say, look, you know, I'm at a point in my life and you could even quote me in your voice, I'm at a point in my life where I'm looking for someone that actually can be my companion of choice. And that means that I know that the sexual intimacy part of it, that's going to be the easy part, because it is. That's always the easy part. The hardest part is actually getting to know somebody to the point where you smile when you think of them, and it's not because you're thinking about something of them physically.
Right.
Okay, but it's saying here that you are going to be either married, engaged, or with somebody for the rest of your life within this next year. So it's very close on the horizon for you, but it definitely talks about making sure that the woman that you end up spending time with is somebody that doesn't have any baggage that you can't deal with. Because I'll tell you, what I'm picking up with your cards is the last thing you want is a woman that is divorced with two small children.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying it. I'm going to be as direct as I can. The ideal woman for you is somebody that, if she has kids, they're about to go to college. So that she's at a point right now where it is about having a relationship where it can be fun with just you. And it's not saying you dislike children. It's just saying that that's not the kind of relationship you're looking for. You're looking for a relationship with one woman.
Correct. Not not the whole family. Correct.
Right. Exactly. It's like, and you're not looking to be a meal ticket for a woman either. So it's important for you to be with a woman that has a sense of career, likes to actually share her life with someone, and is that you actually feel like you can relax with. So, I hope that was helpful, Eric.
Well, it all sounds like a big plus, and I look forward to this coming through in the next year or so.
Well, and just don't be surprised if it happens quicker than that, because your perspective of how you're going to date women is very unique, because you're not. I mean, she has to be attractive, obviously. But that's
yes.
not the most important thing that you're seeking in a relationship. You're seeking a relationship where you actually feel like you have a partner in life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. Got to go.
Thank you so much, Mona. You take
you're
care
welcome.
And you have
See
a great, great rest of the show. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from area code 856. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. What's your question?
Can you tell me when you see me being able to purchase my home?
Let me see. Okay. It's talking about, first of all, you're not afraid of hard work. You're not afraid of doing what it takes. That's what these cards are talking about. It's talking a little bit more about being receiving than dynamic. So it's saying that that the money's going to be there for you to be able to buy your home. The timing I'm getting is more around May or June of next year.
Okay.
So it now, are you leasing or renting the home you're in right now and are looking to buy it?
No, I'm in an apartment.
Okay, so you haven't actually found a home in your crosshairs yet.
No, I keep looking, and I have one in mind, but I'm not even making a move to look at it until I know whether or not it's a possibility that I could even do it.
It's saying now. What's interesting is that there's a chain of events that are that all have to do with you being open to receive. So I'm going to give you kind of an interesting morning activity to do that's going to feel a little uncomfortable at first when you do it, but it's going to make you more aware and more open to the idea of allowing, and I'm just going to use it this way, the universe to help you. And that is every morning when you wake up is that you get up before you do anything else. You get up, you face east. You put your arms above your head, like opening your arms above your head, like you're going to hug the sun. all right?
Okay.
And that you imagine blessings falling on you. Just say, I'm open to my blessings, all right? Because, you know, nobody works as hard as you do. As a matter of fact, you're kind of a no-no, I can do it myself kind of gal. And I need you to get into the comfort of allowing people to do nice things for you. Okay?
They don't do nice things for me, Mona.
Okay.
I have to do them. That's the problem. And when I ask for the least little thing, they don't reciprocate.
Those are the people that you need to take a step back from. Because, you know, it's interesting because I'm a natural giver. I'll do things for people just because I can. And it's interesting how some of those same people I do nice things for don't do nice things back for me. So
I know.
I know, right? But see, here's how I view that, all right? Because I actually think that the person that ends up helping you or the assistance you get is somebody that you don't know right now. And that's part of the reason why I'm asking you to do this exercise every morning. You know, face east, open your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to receiving my blessings. Because what this is saying in your cards is that, first of all, I know you're not afraid of hard work. I know that. I also know that there are a couple people here, and these are a couple women friends, that you've been there for them, and they have in no way been there for you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So those two women friends, I don't want you to cut off the relationship. I just don't want you to be first in line to help them.
Right. And I have to stop doing that, actually.
Okay. I'm very proud of you. So now we're at the point where you're saying to yourself, when is it going to effing be my turn?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we are at the, okay, I'm ready for it to be my turn. This is where you are right now. Okay. So just promise me, as weird as it feels, every morning when you get up, face east, open your arms wide above your head, and say out loud, I'm open to receive my blessings, okay? Because what this is saying is that there's a sequence of events that happen where you start getting little coincidental things that sort of sparkle in your direction, and I want you to pay attention to the little sparkles that are coming in your direction and pursue them. For an example, let's say in a couple of weeks you find out that there is a first-time home buyer seminar, and it's free. That would be the seminar I would go to if I were you.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So when I say open, you're being open to the blessings that are falling on you, it's not going to come from someone you already know, unless that someone you already know owes you money. And if there are people out there that owe you money, next week you're going to call, and I call them on 11, 12, 13 because I just love that date, which is Tuesday. call them and say, you know, hey, it's me. It's Laura. Remember the $500 I loaned you a few years ago? Well, yeah. You know, I could really use it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm serious. Every single money you've loaned, and this is under the guise of loan, if you've loaned them money and they have promised to pay you back, this is when you call it back in. All right.
Well,
because
there's somebody out there that I have loaned money to, but they have now since reneged and refused now to pay me back the money.
Okay. So one more phone call. Just you call up and you say, George, it's me, Laura. You know that $1,500 I loaned you? I could really use it right now. So just wondering when you can take care of it. And that you ignore the fact that they've reneged. And then, well, you know, I just don't have it to pay you, Laura. Then you say, well, you know, it's karmically the right thing to do to pay me back. Just say it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then if they say, well, just whatever you can spare toward paying me back, I would appreciate it. So you be very firm about the fact that you are not a black hole for other people's attention, money, resources, time. You are no longer that person.
Okay.
Okay, but every morning, what are you going to do?
I'm going to face east, and I'm going to hold my hands above my head wide open, and I'm going to say, I am ready to receive my blessings.
Good girl. And call me back in 3 weeks. Because okay. I think that there's a shift about to happen for you after 3 weeks of doing this. And what's interesting is that you're going to start seeing right through people that are going to take advantage of you. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes you're in a situation, like in a work situation, where if someone asks you to do something, then you're going to have to do it because it's part of your job. But if you're doing somebody else's work, it's time to let your boss know you're doing that other person's work and not in a tattletale way. Is that going on at work too?
No, not so much. I stand my ground pretty much at work.
Good girl. All right, my friend. Got to go. Let me know what happens in about 3 weeks. Okay,
see ya. I'll let you know. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 646. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Christina. Thank
Hi,
you for
Christina.
Taking my
What's
call?
Your question? Sure.
Thank you. I was wondering what the cards see for what's coming up for the month of November and December. So basically how the year is going to wrap up.
Okay, I need a specific question. That's a little bit more of a full reading sort of question because it's a little global. So I need a specific area that you want clarity on.
Regarding my work.
Okay. What it's saying with work is that, that's interesting because you actually originally asked about this next two-month period. These next 2 months connected with your work are about you learning what you don't know. And that means not only politically where you are, but also task-wise, experience-wise, things that you don't know that could actually make you more well-rounded. Because what it's saying is that you are pragmatically planning to leave. So there's either a pragmatic plan for you to leave or to be promoted within your current job. So there's a shift coming, but it's saying it's not a shift that's a surprise. It's a shift that you deliberately create for yourself. There's a man at work that is, he's a good guy, but people seem a little afraid of him. Do you recognize him?
Well, I'm not sure if we're talking about the same person, but I think it could be this person. Yes.
Okay. Now, what it's saying here is if you go up to him with an idea of how to save the company money, he will be very receptive to you.
Yes, he's the type of guy who is open to this kind of input. Yes.
Okay. So here's what I would recommend. And by the way, what line of work are you in?
I'm in the scientific field, research.
Okay. So, wow, that's interesting. I got to ask you this odd question because I just got this flash for you. Are you working with anything with cells that come across as being imposters?
Imposters? What does that
mean?
I know
it's the weirdest thing I could ask you. But what it's saying here is that there's something about the vibration of you dealing with imposters that is important for this guy to know. So it could be, and it's not a tattletale thing, but it could be that some of your fellow coworkers are not working as hard as you. So they're sort of faking it in a weird way. Or it could be that the actual research that you're working on, there's something about, wow, and I keep getting this flash, something about imposter cells. It's like, and the only example that's jumping into my head is that healthy cells coming across as though they are imposters and being rated as though they're cancer cells when they're actually not cancer cells.
Okay.
And I have no idea if that goes along with the research you're doing, but what it's saying is that the very most important thing that you need to do connected with this job is absolutely fall in love with your career. That may or may not mean that you stay where you are right now. That your ability to be all in with a company is way more apparent with you than some of the other people you're working with. That some of your other people you're working with might be into making the big impression on the boss but not really working very hard. But there's the element that I want you to think about is that there's an imposter element here going on somewhere. It's not this boss, because even though he's kind of a scary dude and very analytical and incredibly smart, what you see is what you get with him. So he's not the imposter. But there's somebody else around you that is, which would be the motivator for you to change jobs.
Well, I am hoping to see at this company, and you're right about learning about the politics, because that's what I've been learning for the last several weeks. And so I feel like confident if I were to, transfer to another department, knowing
right.
what I'm dealing with, I can really do great work at this company. And I'm really hoping that they will give me a second chance to demonstrate that. And
okay.
I was wondering if they would give me that.
Okay, then this is totally appropriate, because what your cards are saying is that in the next 2 months, you need to be all in. And all in means that you learn what you don't know, might be even tasks outside of the realm of what you're doing right now, and that you appear to everybody around you that you are madly in love with your job, that you love working there. Okay?
Yes, I have to do that. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the person that you need to figure out how to get close to is this man. Because if you can get this man's attention, then he will transfer you to the department you want to work in.
That makes sense. Yes, I see what you're
saying. All right, my
friend.
All right,
let
me know what happens in a couple months, because now I'm excited for you.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye. See you
later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 787 area code. Hello, 787. Who's this?
Julie, hi. How are you?
Hey, Julie. What's your question?
I just wanted to know what's going on with my little boo bear. We haven't really been talking, and what little bit of talking that goes on is always very mysterious.
Okay, so is this a gentleman you're interested in?
Well, we've had a pretty close relation for about a year and a half. As friends, but always a little bit more, but we've never really gone on to the next,
Okay, because what it's saying here is that your friend is going through some troubled times, and that he may even have some issues connected with money in some way. And wow, this is interesting. I'm going to ask you an odd question because it's coming up in the cards. Do you know if your friend's ever been incarcerated?
I'm sure he has.
Oh. I'm sorry. You just cracked me up. Julie, you just cracked me up. Okay. Because what it's saying here is that you're sort of like a lifeline to him, but this is not saying it's a romantic interest.
Okay.
So as long as you can treat it very casually, then I'm okay with you continuing it as a relationship, as a friend. But this is not talking about any way at all of this being a romantic one, that what he's doing with you, he's doing with many women.
That I got the feeling.
Right. So you were right.
But,
so
yeah.
So but here's the thing, is that this is all about a intellectual connection with him. This matter of fact, I think he would severely disappoint you if it ever got to a real intimate level.
Okay.
So in other words, I just don't think he's worth it, personally. Between you and me. You know, and the 1,500 callers on hold.
Well, I still want to be friends with him because it was something that gave me a lot back as well, even if it never went to the next level. And I know that he did actually develop a lot of strong feelings for me because, you know, a great part of the shutdown was his baby mama threatening to take the kids away if he didn't break, like, talking with me.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is that he's very clever at being able to get what he wants without giving so much back. And, you know, yes, you've had a little companionship over the phone with him. You've had a little companionship
mm-hmm.
going on. But what this is saying is that if you pursued it past where it is right now, he would
mm-hmm.
it would really mess you up.
Okay.
So I like you being sort of...
It was mostly work-related.
Hmm?
It was work-related, and then it, you know, got a little, I guess, you know, emotional on his part.
Boy, he's a good actor. I'm sorry.
Okay.
just don't think that you're getting the real... You're getting what he thinks you want to hear from him.
Okay.
Keep it casual.
Yeah, it's regardless either way. I would have been happy to stay friends with him and be able to connect with him. And the thing with the, career, he could be very helpful. And if it was
intellectual. Yeah, just don't let yourself go here.
Okay.
Okay.
Because he'd be very, very helpful, you know. And so
okay, but
I
just
don't care.
Keep it contained. Don't let yourself go here.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, it's Vince.
Hey, Vince. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been waiting. I wasn't sure if your show was live because I've been waiting for this since 15 minutes before the show.
Okay, but
so.
I had 20 callers lined up.
Yeah,
before the
I know.
Show started. So
oh,
sorry,
I didn't know
sweetie,
that.
You know.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, what's your question for me? What happened with that job?
Okay, that's what I was calling in for. Well, I got a job at a healthcare company, Baxter, and I said to them at the time that they hired me, I said, this is going to be temp to hire full-time because I just turned down another job, and I'm taking this job because this is $4 more an hour. And they said, oh, yeah. And then beginning of my fifth week, they said, my boss came to me and said, so what are you going to do next week? I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, didn't they tell you? I said, tell me what? And he said, well, you're only here to fill in for a woman who is on disability. She's coming back next week, and you're out of work. I said, well, so I asked the HR, is this is true? And they said, yeah. I said, well, why didn't you guys tell me that? And they said, well, somebody somewhere lied to you. So now I'm out of work again. But this is what I was calling in. So they screwed me over. They lied to me. They cost me a permanent job that I could have been working at. But here's my question. While I was working there, I left early one day because I had another job interview with a company, and I went there, and they still haven't decided yet, and this was about 6 weeks ago, and I'm waiting to hear from them. But on Monday, I had a job interview, with this warehouse brewery distributing company, and I'm waiting to hear from them. And then last night I had recurring dreams that I got a job. And then I wasn't sure if it was this one or the other one. And then on Wednesday I went for an audition for Powerade commercial. I should know on Tuesday if I get it or not. So I'm wondering what you see of these.
Okay. Vince, the very first thing that I want you to remember is that and I need to do this quick because I can only spend a couple minutes with you here on the
right.
air. But
right.
here's the thing, is that you need to get out of the vibration that the world's out to get you.
I'm trying.
Okay, because here's the thing, is that when you actually accepted the job from the temporary service and they said this is attempt to hire a position, the reason why companies do temporary staffing is so that they can get to know somebody in the time period they're there. So when you originally started this job, it really was temp to hire. But there was something about maybe your own personality or your vibration that said, wow, it's probably good that we did temp to hire with Vince because I'm just not seeing the team player with Vince. All right? Okay, I'm being as brutally honest as I can here because I need you to have the vibration that the world is supporting you, not working against you. Okay?
Okay.
So for these things that are coming up, the commercial next week, the other interview, all of these things coming up, you need to have the vibration that you are, that the universe is working for you, that the right situation is going to come to you, even if it initially feels like it's working against you. Okay?
Okay.
That you and I don't know if you heard the caller earlier in the program where I said, every morning face east, open your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to receive my blessings. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to do that every morning when you wake up. And that, so when is your last day at this job?
It was about on the 17th of October, and that was it.
Oh, and crap. I really wish that I would have been able to talk to you before that ended, because what I would have liked you to have done is I would have liked you to have gone to the dollar store and gotten a couple of really great cards, and for the supervisors you worked with, you know, a really cool thank you card that said that you really enjoyed working with them and that you hope someday that you can work with them again. And I would still send that right now. I would go to the dollar store today. I'd buy a couple of pretty good, decent thank you cards, okay? And I would mail them to all the supervisors you worked with at that company, thanking them for the opportunity of working with you, okay?
Okay.
Because we want to put the good mojo out there, because this is saying that you have another job that's going to be the right kind of job for you within the next 4 weeks. So there is another job coming. What it's saying is that the difference with this job is that you go in with the attitude of, okay, I'm here, I'm committed, I'm all in, I'm not going to be looking over my shoulder every 5 minutes to see if someone's out to get me.
Yeah, that's the way I've been feeling. So, but you see, one of these jobs that I
absolutely, and what I really hope happens for you, and what I'm really getting a good vibe about is that the lighter you are, and I mean spiritually, the more open and grateful and light that you are when you go and do this audition for the commercial, the more attention you're going to get.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Good luck. Let me know what happens, okay?
Will do.
Okay, see ya. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tina.
And, did you say Tina?
Thank you, Mona. Yeah, Tina.
Oh, sure. What's your question?
I think, Mona, I'm looking to see what changes you see for me in terms of work, if you see any changes coming for me anytime soon.
You know, I want to tell you something interesting about you. If I had gotten a hold of you like right when you were about to graduate from high school, I would have told you to go into nursing. And the reason I would have told you to go into nursing, and I'm talking about going all the way and getting an RN, an actual bachelor's degree, the reason I would have told you to go into nursing is because you can handle a great deal of stress. You are really good at bottom lining what needs to happen and taking action. So, in other words, you're the person that steps up and gets it done. You also are not afraid of hard work.
No. Yep.
Okay. So these three characteristics, being able to respond in an emergency, being able to take action in the right way, and also, I mean, and also not afraid of hard work are combinations that would make you an incredible nurse, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this card here that talks about embracing a new career. So having said all that, you are going to be changing jobs. It's just you need a job where you can actually interview and say, look, I can handle a great deal of stress. I'm not afraid of hard work, and I'm really good at taking action when it needs to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so have you ever heard of you've heard of Zappos, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm bringing this up because I was privileged to be able to have a tour last week of their facility here in Vegas because they just moved downtown, and most of their employees are all settled in there now. And it's an incredible facility. And one of the things Zappos does that I think is really cool is they hire slow and they fire quick. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get hired at Zappos, every single new employee goes through the same 5 weeks of training.
Mm-hmm.
And the core values of Zappos are taught. And right before you're officially a full-time employee, they offer you $4,000 to quit. They say, if you're not on board with this, it's okay. We'll offer you $4,000 to quit right now.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the thousands of people that they have gone through to get to the point where they actually go through this five-week training, it's like less than 1% actually takes the $4,000.
Okay.
And I'm telling you all this for a reason, because it's saying that the next job, you actually need to feel like you're part of the family.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's
because
true.
Where you've been right now, mm-hmm. they just don't seem to appreciate you. And that's
true.
Not your imagination.
That's true. That's true.
They just don't. That's they don't true. Appreciate you. And the thing is that here you are with this amazing heart of gold. You're the first one to jump in and volunteer when that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. It's like, have you ever seen the comedy routine where a bunch of people are lined up and it's usually in a military thing and the drill sergeant says, I need one volunteer. And then everybody steps back and there's one person standing there that mm-hmm. stepped forward that didn't actually move. That's you.
That's true.
Okay, so I do see a embrace of a new, either new way of doing your job where you are now, or I see you changing jobs within the next 8 weeks.
Okay, but I'm
so
no
what
longer
line,
at my past job.
Oh, you're not working now?
Job. No, but I interviewed. I have been looking. I had some interviews. I went on some interviews. One of them, I'm actually waiting to hear back from them. But this job would not start until December.
Okay, well, there's something about the number 8. So I don't know if it starts on December 8th. That's a Sunday. But there's something about the number 8 here where you actually get to embrace your new adventure. So maybe you hear about it in 8 days.
Okay.
But there's
okay, yeah,
something about the number 8.
I wouldn't hear back from them until this November. This process started all the way September.
Okay.
And I didn't even interview until late October.
Well, see, I think you're going to get the job.
Okay.
And I think that this job is incredibly good for you.
Okay.
Because it allows you to kind of go on a brand new adventure. What line of work is it?
It's a financial analyst position. This one will actually be in a city job, but actually in the school.
Okay. Well, it's saying that you're probably going to get the job and that you'll probably know something in 8 days.
Okay, because you're so dead on. I have put in so much hard work. I put in my heart and my soul, and all I try to do is to make sure to fix everything to make things work. In my last job, they did not appreciate me. They did not appreciate me at all.
See, here's the thing. In this new job, all right, don't fall all over yourself don't kill yourself to do a good job in the next job. Just do a good job. And that, and you know, don't see. There are some people that by working so hard, they sort of show off, it's. I don't want them to think that by your heartfelt contribution to the company that they think you're showing off. So just when you get this next job, go in and do your job, and then if you see somebody really stressed out trying to get something done. And you happen to be caught up with your work, say, well, if you'd like, I can help.
Okay,
but wait until you're invited. Don't just automatically do it.
Because
there are some people out there that resent people with the kind of energy that you have, because they don't have that kind of energy. So there you go.
Wow, you're so dead on, Mona.
Thank you, you're so sweet. Now, how did you find the show?
I went on Blog Talk, and I saw you, and I was like, wow, let me try that. I think she might be good.
Oh, well, cool. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Okay,
see you
later.
Okay,
bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.